With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The biggest threat to wealth in U.S. retirement accounts isn't market volatility. We'll have the answer in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. More than 62 million seniors and other Americans receiving Social Security will see a 2.8% cost of living increase to their benefits in January. That's the biggest increase in 7 years. This year's increase, by the way, was 2%. It translates into an average increase in retiree benefits of about $40 a month. Plus, the maximum amount of earnings subject to the Social Security tax will increase to $132,900 from $128,400. That's an increase of 3.5%. Meantime, average rates for popular health plans sold under the Affordable Care Act will fall 1.5% next year. That's the word from the Trump administration and represents the first such drop. The decrease will affect average premiums for the second cheapest plans in the so-called silver tier. That's a middle cost option after years of double-digit increases. In contrast, the average rate for those plans increased by 37% between 2017 and 2018. Rates will vary widely by location, and some states will still see significant hikes. The middle-cost plans are used as a benchmark because federal premium subsidies are tied to those plans' pricing. Still, the news comes as a surprise to many industry observers. Many health analysts have predicted significant price increases next year because of the actions taken by the administration and the GOP Congress, especially an end to the penalty for not having insurance and the bolstering of non-Affordable Care Act compliant plans. The biggest threat to wealth in U.S. retirement accounts isn't market volatility, it's people racking up defaults on loans they take against their 401k accounts. Ann Turgeson covers retirement for the Wall Street Journal, and she's here with the daunting numbers. So Ann, the numbers are staggering here. The losses can reach hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of collectively all these people's careers.
Yeah, there's a new report that came out that estimated that the cost of 401k loan defaults in any given year, when sort of accounted for over the careers of all the people who default, the cost is about $200 billion. So it's $200 billion in lost retirement savings.
And the root of these losses is, in many cases, people leaving jobs and not rolling over their accounts?
Right. So when people take out 401k loans, and about 20% of 401k participants have a loan outstanding at any given time, what you're doing is you're borrowing money in your 401k and you're promising to pay it back to yourself with interest. But about 10% of people actually default on these loans and they don't pay them back. And the biggest reason why this happens is because if you leave a company with a loan outstanding, often when you leave, it triggers an immediate repayment of the loan. So, you know, if you borrow $10,000, you pay back $2,000, and then you leave and you move on to another company or you're laid off, the remaining $8,000 is due immediately. And if you can't pay it back, effectively, they assume that you've cashed the money out, and then you have to pay penalties and taxes on the money.
So you're getting responsibilities and obligations piled on, and you're getting behind the eight ball pretty quickly.
Right. So what often happens in that case is that, you know, if you leave and you default, you've got to pay back, and you can't pay it back. You essentially are going to have to come up with money for the taxes and the penalties. So what people do is, you know, say they have $50,000 in that account. What they do is they start pulling out more money from that account to pay for the penalties and the taxes. And before you know it, you have sort of a spiraling situation where people just are pulling more and more money out.
And then while they're paying back their accounts, some people along that process reduce the amount they contribute to their 401k from their paycheck.
Well, so there's two separate problems. There's, you know, the defaults generally occur when people leave the companies and they default and then they have to find a way to pay back the taxes and the penalties, and the money never goes back into their account. So that's the major problem. The vast majority of people who take out 401k loans, 90% of them actually do pay this back. They pay the money back with interest. So you think, well, what's the problem? There's no problem. The problem can occur because a lot of people who, when they're paying back that loan, they will then scale back on their contributions to their 401k account. So they're not contributing as much. So you've got less money going into the account than you otherwise would have. So there's a cost to that. But what this, the report that came out yesterday with the $200 billion cost, that was really measuring the price of the defaults, the cost of the defaults.
Wow. So there are a lot of lessons to learn here, things like keeping track of your debt and being able to see the long-term picture.
Well, I think for employers, there are a lot of lessons to be learned. I think the employer community is waking up to the fact that 401k loans may seem quite benign, but there is a cost to them in terms of lost retirement savings. And even for people, as we said, who pay back their loans, there can be a cost. So employers are starting to look for ways to kind of reduce employee reliance on 401k loans. And, you know, sometimes they impose wait periods between the times. You know, if you take out one loan and you pay it back, you have to wait 90 days before taking another one. Employers are also starting to try to help employees build better financial habits and build emergency savings accounts. So there's a lot of ways that employers are trying to tackle this issue. Employers are reluctant to say, you know, to institute an outright ban on 401k loans because there is academic evidence that by having loans available, it actually encourages more people to participate in the plans. For individuals, the lessons to be learned are to really think carefully before you take a 401k loan. I mean, I think a lot of people do think carefully about it, but, you know, it's pretty easy money to access. And, you know, I suppose once you've taken one, you see how easy it is. It's a temptation. But, you know, but you do want to be very careful, especially if you think there's a chance you might be switching jobs or you might lose your job. In that case, that there can be a very, you know, steep cost that you'll have to, you know, you'll never be able to recoup those funds for the rest of your career, or it'll be very hard for you to do so.
Okay. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson here in our studio. Ann, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.